I am on a mission to strengthen, empower, and inspire caregivers to keep going, keep pushing, keep loving, and by all means, to keep caring. Thank you for tuning in to season 3 of the My Favorite Girl Caregivers Corner podcast. I am your host, Priscilla Jean-Louis. Hey, go ahead and hit that subscribe button so you can get a notification when the next episode drops. Welcome to episode 4 of season 3 of the My Favorite Girl Caregivers Corner podcast. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for tuning in to this week's episode. Before I go any further, ask you to take a moment now, if you haven't done so already, and go ahead and subscribe to the podcast on whichever platform you are listening on. Then when you get done with that, go ahead, share it with your family and friends, especially those you know that are serving as caregivers. This week, I'm having a conversation with another dynamic guest who is a licensed clinical social worker in the District of Columbia and Maryland. She has over 10 years of experience as a professional clinician, public speaker, and business owner, and has a genuine passion for older adults and caregivers. Her work in behavioral health, community education, and healthcare have prepared her for her current venture of serving the aging population, their caregivers, and professionals who specialize in aging. Her professional career has entailed and continues in various capacities, including clinician, geriatric care manager, medical social worker, psychotherapist, support group facilitator, and adjunct professor. A few notable mentions include her professional experience as an adjunct faculty of Catholic University School of Social Work, and involvement as a member of the Practice and Ethics Advisory Committee. She is creative, dynamic, and driven by purpose and service. In 2019, she founded Aging and Amazing LLC. She's a leader who enjoys uplifting and inspiring through motivational speaking and innovative coaching. She holds dearly and values her family and friends and is personally invested in ensuring we all know that it is possible to live and be aging and amazing. I welcome to the podcast this week my guest, Ms. Malika Moore, and we're talking aging and amazing. Welcome, Malika.
Thank you. Thank you for like reviewing my whole life. I was like, am I still doing that? So yeah, thank you. We are all aging and amazing. And I'm so glad to be on your podcast, My Favorite Girl Caregiver's Corner. I'm glad to be here.
So glad to have you on. And so just give you a little background. I spoke with Malika, I think back in, what was it, August of last year? Mm-hmm. She reached out and connected with me, and we did a Zoom and just had a great conversation. And I absolutely love what she is doing. And so as I read in her bio, she is actually the founder of Aging and Amazing. And so that is exactly what our topic is today, aging and amazing. And so before we get into our conversation, you talk about older, there's not too many people who are really into caring or even, loving on our elders, And so when you find someone who is young, who is into geriatric care, I can't help but to ask that question first. How and where did your passion come from for geriatric care?
You know what? That's a great question. I think I'm going to put it in quotes in it. Relatively young to some, ask my niece about that. She'll tell you something totally different. But anyways, yeah, I really feel like our passion, our purpose, our ministry, whatever you like to call it, kind of chases us our entire life. Sometimes we're just not paying attention, but if we look back, we see that, oh, this is preparing me for that. And so I actually received the John A. Hartford scholarships when I came to DC. So I had to work with older adults. And I thought, okay, that's fine, you know, and I end up loving it. Just growing up, I have always been called an old soul. And so it just fit me well. I always found myself being with older people or helping out someone who was vulnerable. And just wanted to really looking up to older people, thinking, okay, wow, they have a lot of wisdom and all of that.
So that's okay, how that grew into a passion. I absolutely love it.
Yes, yes, yes. And I'm getting older every day. We all are. And my hope is that we'll continue to create, foster more people who are younger, like your daughter, who are just really into serving and making aging amazing in with each of our gifts and talents.
Okay. Because it's not just about growing older. Mm-hmm. It's about that second part of it, being amazing.
Yes.
While you grow older, you don't just have to get old and, you know, just sit home and do nothing, or just, you know, oh man, I'm getting old. But no, you can be amazing.
Yes.
As you age. And so I absolutely love this. And straight from your website, I got this quote off of there. It says, change is an inevitable constant. Similarly, we are all aging and will be touched by caregiving in some way as the care recipient, the caregiver, professional, or all previously mentioned. And that is so very true. At some point in our lives, and I've said this to others before, one way or the other, you're going to be touched by caregiving.
Right.
You're going to be touched by aging, because as we continue to get old, you know, right now I'm the caregiver. I pray that I don't end up in the same space, but who knows?
Who knows?
As we age, you know, as you said, it's inevitable. We're gonna get there at some point. But just from that particular quote, can you expand on that a little bit more for me from that quote from your website?
I surely can. I mean, I think we all want to be in this position where we're in control, and it's scary to think about getting older and not being able to do some of the things that we want to do. But what I'm trying to emphasize is that you're going to be in one of those roles. And so you want to start building your support team now. You want to start planning now, because if you're the care recipient, then, you know, it takes a lot to realize that you can't do what you used to do, or you have to do it in a different way. I give the example of, like, I was in the hospital. I got sick a couple of years ago and they wouldn't let me get out of the bed. And I was so upset. I'm like, no, I can do it. I can get out of the bed. And it was in that moment that I thought about all my clients who were upset and frustrated when people were saying they're a fall risk, et cetera, et cetera. So what I'm saying is this aging thing, I don't care how many skin creams come out or new techniques come out, that we're all going through that. And if you're not the one that's receiving the care, you will probably be caring for someone. And what I've noticed with a lot of family caregivers is they're already doing it. They're just not identifying as a caregiver. And so, but when I start talking with people, they'll say, oh, I just helped my grandmother with her appointments and take her to the grocery store. And I'm like, let's stop for a minute. So you do know you're a caregiver, right?
Right. You're assisting.
Right. You're assisting. So I think sometimes it's just knowing, like, oh my goodness, I'm in that role. And it's when you're in it full throttle where your life is kind of hijacked in a sense, where it's like, oh, now I'm a caregiver. No, you were doing this all alone, even if you were calling for emotional support, things like you're helping manage finances. So just really acknowledging and being able to define, like, when you're a caregiver, because you'll need a team, you'll need a support to make it happen. And when you're the care recipient, like, what are some things you need to be looking for? Who do you want providing that care while you're well? Like, being able to make those decisions and, you know, plan as much as possible. But I know that life hits us sometimes. And that's how a lot of people end up becoming caregiver. And they'll say, well, I didn't see my life like this. I'm supposed to be traveling. I'm supposed to be doing this. I'm supposed to be doing that. But find themselves in this role where they're being, you know, having to step up as a caregiver.
Yeah. And you said the key thing. I mean, if you can plan that out ahead of it, it makes it so much better. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the flip of it is, you know, when you're choosing who's going to be caring for you, you know, a lot of times people run away from it. And that's the thing sometimes for me that I see the most that becomes more, you know, heartbreaking is the fact that people run away from it. They're not a whole lot of people that will accept their life being hijacked, as you say, you know, they just don't. But maybe if people can look back or just take it from that stance of I'm just helping, maybe they'll look at it different and want to be able to do it. But it's very important, even while we're at this particular stage, you know, that we do think about what if I get here? What type of care would I want? Who would I want to assist me? You know, hey, reality, do I want to go in a nursing home or not? You know, some people, that's just the first thing they do. Oh, that's where you're going, because they don't want to take on that responsibility. But while you have that say, it's good to go ahead and talk to people now and ask the question, you know, would you want to care for me if you had to? You know, because, I mean, it's all about being able to plan it out too while you can. I mean, because when you are in that space of not being able to do, that's one of the things when you go into a hospital, especially when you're having surgery, one of the things that they try to get you to do up front, that five wishes, so that you know up front what's going to go on. And of course, you know, being young, when you, because I've had a couple surgeries and being, I'm like, I don't need that. You know, it's
We think we don't,
you feel like that's so morbid. I don't want to think about death, but they tell you, you know, there's a risk, you know, any type of surgery, especially when they're putting you under, you're running a risk. And so these are the type things really that we do need to think about as we continue to age, and making our aging amazing. And so, you know, moving on from that side of it, let's talk about aging and amazing. Let's talk about the platform that you have created here with Aging and Amazing. Give us a little bit more information about that.
Absolutely. Thank you. I'm excited. That's my baby. I really built that community. I have been thinking about it for a couple of years, and I researched platforms. I watched YouTube videos, because online communities are very popular now. And so I said, I want to create one for anybody who's pro-aging, and hopefully that's all of us. So that's any age, family caregivers, and any type of professional that serves older adults. And I wanted that to be broad, because of course that could, it could be your typical people that you think of. Maybe you think of a nurse, but it also could be a real estate agent or attorney, or, you know, those type of any profession that supported older adults. And so what I did in June of last year, it was a busy year. I Zoom with so many people, like all over, even internationally, to tell them about this community. And then I was growing it. It has a few spaces. We have our aging enthusiasts, and that's the spaces for anyone aging amazingly, where we can post our wins. We can share some wisdom. We have our Flashback Friday. It's just a fun space. And then we have our Caregiver Depot, which is built out especially with the family caregiver in mind. In that space, we share caregiver hacks. We share, we have a space where the caregiver huddle, where people can come in and post those personal things, and you may get another family caregiver that responds to you, or you may get a professional who has some, you may get both. They have some practical suggestion or just some words of encouragement for you. We have caregiver quotes. We also have our Aging Care Corridor, and that's where you'll find different resources and information. And we've recently launched, because the community is, it's very fluid. So I listen to feedback from the members. We see what's working, what's not working. So we built out a wellness library. We currently have a space for Alzheimer's, dementia. We want to add heart and stroke and cancer, because we know that there are various reasons why people become caregivers.
Right.
And so we want to capture a little bit more where people can get information and resources. And eventually down the line, we'll be adding support groups to that community and workshops. And Priscilla, just people like you who are in it, like, give it so much value and weight, because you have this dual role too. So that is the online community. You don't have pages, you have profiles in there in case you wanted to reach out to one of those professionals or another family caregiver. It only lists the information that they want to share. Everyone who's given me feedback about the community says it's a very positive energy and it feels like a safe space. So we don't have all the other distractions that other platforms may mm-hmm. have. Log in and boom, you're right there. Either you can go through your home news feed and look at what everybody's posted, or if you're just specifically interested in the caregiver huddle, you go click on the caregiver huddle, post what you have to post or comment on what you have to go comment on. And you keep it going. And it's just so much beauty in connecting with people from all over and realizing this is not just me and my world.
Right.
And people often hear me say, like, isolation is the enemy. I don't care what you're going through. You're not the only one that's gone through it. No matter how bad it is. But when we're in it, it feels that way.
Yeah. And it's always good to connect with others. That's one of the reasons why I do what I do. You know, I'm all about, I love the fact that even being in there, you yourself are all about inspiring others, you know, bringing that inspiration, because when you're in a situation, you know, there's enough negative going on with the situation itself. And so why not bring into, I say it all the time, and I'm a firm believer, the worst situation, if you look, you might have to look hard and you might have to look a few times, but at some point, I guarantee you, you can find some good somewhere in there. And if you can't find good in it, take a look around. Take a real good look around. And I guarantee you that although your situation may be bad, there's somebody else's that's worse. And so I found this platform to be very helpful as well. You know, I mean, everything that you just said, I mean, it's a positive vibe. And, you know, as a caregiver, there are different people who are looking for spaces where they can connect, you know, and they can find people who are on this thing by themselves. I happen to be, I was looking at a different platform that I'm on, and, you know, it's hard. Just the other night, somebody posted and said, you know, I just want to be done. You know, I'm tired. I really just want to be done with this. Right. And yes, those moments come. They come when you just like, it's overwhelming. And so absolutely, you cannot isolate yourself when you're in those type of situations, because, you know, there's a saying that says the idle mind becomes the devil's workshop, you know, and an isolated mind as well becomes a devil's workshop, because he'll have you thinking all types of things. But when you can connect with positivity, even in the midst of what you're doing, connect with people who can help strengthen you, who can help build you up, who can help to inspire you to keep doing what you're doing. That's my whole mission right now. You know, like you said earlier, you know, you never know growing up the different things that you do that really do lead you to your purpose. And I'm like, did I ever see myself here? Never. Right. did I know it was a possibility? I don't even think I ever thought about the fact that it was a possibility. I don't look at it as my life being hijacked. I just look at it as, you know, yes, absolutely. My life changed tremendously. But from that change, I've been able to find a greater passion. And so my desire is to inspire other caregivers and let them know, like, hey, you know, absolutely tough, but you can do it. And so that's what this platform is all about as well. And I love the fact that just like this podcast is not just, I deal a lot with those with Alzheimer's and dementia, because that's where I am. That's where people, you know, they reach out to me for information for that. But this platform itself is for all caregivers.
Yes.
Because every caregiver, no matter what reason you're serving, we're all caregivers. And I think caregivers are heroes. I think they are some of the best people in the world. Yes. And, you know, we need that support too. So, you know, the platform is very similar to, you know, Facebook in some ways. But you can go on there, you can post videos, you can post pictures. But I love more than anything else the positivity. I love the fact that, you know, I mean, there's also the podcast.
Yes. How did I forget to mention that? So we have Podcast Passion in there. And Priscilla, we are so grateful to have you in there posting your podcast. And all the great podcasters come together in there and they post their different podcasts. So you have this place where you can go and find out what you can select from what you want. And that's what I love about it.
Yeah.
So it's no competition. It's no competing in there. It's like, oh, I get to hear Priscilla's perspective. Then I go get to get click and hear somebody else's perspective. And it's been many days like where I felt like giving up, or it was just a rough day for whatever reason. And I click on there and someone has posted a quote or something. And it felt like it was just for me. And that's the gift of the community. That's the gift of your podcast. Someone being able to connect, even though it may be people from all the world, all over the world, you say that one thing that may keep somebody from going over the edge, so to speak, letting them know you can hold on another day to get through this, for the sun to come out again. That's my thing.
Yeah. And I love it. I was looking on here because the other podcaster, what's the lady's name? I was trying to find her. She just joined not long ago, but she does her aging and really, I went on and I listened to her podcast on Spotify and I was like, I love it.
Natasha Hardy. Yes.
Her podcast is bomb. You know, I mean,
she's good. She's good. And I mean, what I love about it, so I have a webinar every second Wednesday of the month. So typically, like, people are asking me, where are you getting all these great people? And I'm like, out of my community. Like, literally, like, people like you, Priscilla, like, I have people in there who are so talented. And even besides the talent, just passionate about helping others. That's hard to find. And the fact that we've been able to cultivate that and put it in a community is something that's really special to me.
Yeah. I mean, I listened to her podcast and I'm like, you know, never really thought about it like this. And she's really talking about that midlife, you know, when we're in that midlife point, what do you do? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm getting ready to be an empty nester minus my mom, caring for my mom. But I'm almost an empty nest in a few months. My daughter's going to be graduating from high school and she'll be heading on campus for college. And so it's just me and my favorite girl, you know? And so there's some things. And then I'm at that point, you know, I'm knocking on 50. Got another year, praise God. But,
are definitely aging and amazing, so don't even worry about it. But the thing is, like you mentioned, being able to, who would think that podcast would be in the aging and amazing community? Yeah. But that's definitely a part of aging and amazing, because not only are you going through caregiving, you're dealing with your own body changes and all these other things. That doesn't go on hold because you're doing these other things. And Natasha was so kind to let me know that I'm pre-midlife.
I saw that.
She's trying to get me prepared. Like, look, this why you may be feeling this way right now. I'm like, wow, that came very quickly.
I saw that was cool.
My goodness. So yeah, I think that we just have an array. So we're talking about aging topics. We're talking about just general wellness, general just making it through the day, and we're celebrating things. I know we had one member in there who bought a motorcycle at in her 60s. And we were able to celebrate that. She showed us a picture. So these are things, and it's like, okay, sometimes when we're caregiving, and I know for me, I work with family caregivers and older adults, and a lot of times I'm helping in crisis. So sometimes we can forget that's only a piece of it. And even if you're sick, even if you're not able to do things, a lot of times I'm trying to help people, like, how can we find some joy in this person's life with the changes that are going on? So you can still be amazing. Amazing may be defined a little bit differently, but we need to work on it. Like, let's find what it needs to be. And it might be connecting with your podcast that helps somebody get that extra boost that they need. That's why I just believe in bringing everybody together in the Aging and Amazing Signature Online.
Yeah. Because I think Natasha, she's what, in her, she's in that age group, you know?
Yeah.
And to think that at her age, you know, that's aging and amazing, to be in your 50s, you know, and you are launching a podcast, because she just launched not long ago, right? And she's talking about it. And so she's showing you what aging and amazing looks like. So listen, you all, just so you know, we're talking about it, but we want you to go on, visit the platform, visit her website. Website is www.agingamazing.com. Go to the website, check it out, and you can get to the platform from the website.
Yes.
You know, go check it out. There's a whole lot of great stuff out there, especially, you know, those of you that are caring. My platform is just one. You know, yes. I send people to other platforms as well, because I don't have all the answers, but it's great to be in a space where if one person doesn't have the answer, you have multiple people in this space that can provide you with the information you need. Because as she stated, there's professionals in here. So you have some doctors, some nurses. Malika herself is a licensed social worker, you know? And so it's sometimes we have questions about certain things, you know, I'm like, I'm very good for researching. When things come up and happen that I haven't seen before, I'm researching. I'm trying to figure out, okay, I've not seen this behavior before. And so all the more, if you're on a platform where you have these professionals, where you can type this information in and they can respond back. And they do. I mean, you get the notifications. They respond back. They answer questions. Another podcast. What is it? All Home Matters.
Home Care Matters is one of the big podcasters in there. Yes.
Yeah. And they're on there every day.
They're on there every day.
They're sharing some great stuff. And, you know, I mean, so there's a lot of stuff out there. I think sometimes we miss it because we don't take advantage of the resources that are out there for us. And so, you know, especially as caregivers, you know, why not? You're doing it. So why not be amazing at it? Right.
Right.
And I love that title because, you know, no, you don't have to settle. Mm-mm. We think that we're amazing when we're younger. Why not as we grow older? Because we do. I think I'm pretty amazing at 48.
You certainly are.
And when I turn 78, I want to be even more amazing.
Right. Right.
And that's what it's all about, you know? And so again, you know, get over there on the website, www.agingamazing.com. If you want more information as well, you can also email Malika at info@agingamazing.com, or you can give her a call at 202-873-4252. Take advantage of this resource. Get on over there, especially if you need help. Don't try to do it alone.
Right.
There's so much over here in there. She has a live that's being done every Sunday.
Second and third Sunday.
Second and third. Sunday. Yeah,
we just come chat. We just come check in, see how people are doing, and we go about the week. Yeah, so much in there. And I need some creativity in there, too, because I'm always asking Priscilla, do we need a new space? Like, do you have any feedback? And we're open to all of that because it is our community. So if we need something to add something or delete something, we're here for it.
Yeah. And so, you know, caregiver hacks, I mean, listen, there's a whole lot of things that we think we know and we don't. And or there's ways that you can do it easier.
Yes.
When I find stuff, because I will YouTube too, honey. I will YouTube you down. I will Google you down. But these caregivers, these are things that have worked for other people. And right. you look at this stuff and you're like, what? Like, I never ever knew that. That's what TikTok does for you. You look at TikTok. Yes. Like, I learned on TikTok all the years I've been driving with the visor in my car. Never ever knew that that thing slides out. So I'm watching a TikTok one day, and you know, they show the guy goes to his car, and he's like, you know, one of those, I was today years old when I learned this.
Yes, yes, yes.
And he pulls the visor down. So if you're driving and the sun is, you know, oh, you can actually slide your visor. I never knew that. So what did I do? I went and sat in my car. And I pulled mine in, and I'm like, well, you, what? I never ever knew this. Mm. So this is the same type thing, you know, caregiver hacks.
Yes.
It's like, these are things that you would never ever think about, but people have experienced them, they've learned them. And so they're on here trying to give you more information. Like, I'm looking at this one on here now with the lady talking about the narrow, how to get a walker through a narrow door. How many yes. people would love to know that? But I'm not going to tell you how you do it. If you have a walker and you've been trying to get it through a narrow door and you can't, what I'm going to do is tell you to go over there to Aging and Amazing, go to the yes. platform, create you an account and log in and check out that hack, because you'll be amazed at how you can get a walker through a narrow door. Right. Little things like that that we never think about.
And it's a new space coming at the end of this week. You're hearing it first.
All right.
It's called Caregiver Quick Tips. So Adaptive Equipment Corner, the same people who posted that, they've agreed to bring us all the hacks and all the tips, the quick tips. So they'll be in there. We're really excited about that because those hacks, I mean, like, why are we working harder? Sometimes it's just someone showing us, like, oh, you can use, I jokingly say, caregivers know a million and one ways to use a iffy toilet roll. Like, you can use that for this, that. It's like, who would have thought? But when you're under the pressure, you come up with some creative things. So help somebody out.
Yep, that's right. I mean, because some of this stuff, I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
It's like smarter, not harder. I'm all about that life. I am all about that life. Work smarter, don't work harder, because it just ain't worth it. Mm-hmm. You know, I have too much. When you're a caregiver, that's what you realize. Caregivers, you have limited time, very limited time. You don't have time to. And so when you can find something that will take you 5 minutes as opposed to 10, every moment counts. Because especially, you know, you're dealing with somebody with Alzheimer's and dementia, and they can get busy. And so sometimes you're tired because you got to be up with them, depending on what they're doing. I mean, all this stuff, it matters. It matters a lot. And so, you know, go over there, get these hacks. I'm telling you, it is well worth it. And so, you know, we're hoping that this platform, I'm going to do everything I can working with Malika to help it to grow. And I just believe that it's going to be one of the most thriving communities, online communities out there. And, you know, we're going to share it and keep sharing it because I think it's great. I think that, you know, to have a platform where everybody mm-hmm. can come together. And, you know, there's no negativity in there. right. at all. You know, you don't have people over there that are saying this, that, or the other. You know, you run into that on some of the other spaces where people comment and then you have to delete the comments. I went through comment on Facebook the other day because you have the people that come in and they, you know, the spam, you know, inviting people. Yeah. And I'm like, I had to go through and delete all these comments because they weren't needed. And so you don't have that over there. But, you know, more than anything, it's the connection. I think that's what I love the most. It's the connection. I've learned things that I didn't know. Like, I really do enjoy Natasha's podcast. She's comical as well. Very comical, very, you know, and it's not a long podcast. You know, she hits it. And keeps it going, but she has you thinking about that period in your life and some of the things that you probably wouldn't consider otherwise. And so, you know, all of them, I think it's great. And so I'm excited about where it's going, where it is right now, where it's going, for it to have started when it started. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a good amount of members in there already. So I'm just excited about how far this is going to go with the heart and the mission that you've been given to do it.
Thank you. I'm so glad to have members like you in there. Everybody who's in there right now seems so touchable. Like, it's like we're real people with real stories and real hearts to serve and connect with one another. And so those seem to be the loudest voices in the community right now. And we want to keep it that way. And so as it grows, we'll continue to evolve and add moderators and just people who are ambassadors for the community like you, Priscilla. So it's just so much that we're looking forward to in this future.
Yeah. So, hey, I said again, if you're a caregiver, if you know somebody that's a caregiver, you know, if you just want to go and see what is this all about, because here's the other part of it. You don't have to be a caregiver to join it. Just be aging and amazing. Just be aging and amazing, or just be aging and wanting to be amazing. Exactly. And you can come over there, you know, and find exactly what you need. It's a great platform, and you can share, you know, share your information as well. That's the wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. About community. Nobody has all the answers. No. But when you pull everybody's answer together, you know, you got a whole melting pot of just greatness in there together. And so, you know, I love it. I love it. Absolutely love it. And I want to talk to you about one additional thing before we come to a close. You know, as a caregiver, I've been doing this for almost 7 years. Mm-hmm. And I'm hands-on. My mom is right here in the house with me and has been. And so, you know, I get to see caregiving in a whole different way than most, but I understand that you yourself are also a caregiver, not just the social worker side of it, not just helping everybody else that you, you know, and you do it so greatly, but you're also a caregiver. But I think one of the things that, you know, I'm like, okay, this is pretty dope. You're a long distance caregiver. So you are in DC, Maryland area.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And you're a long distance caregiver. So share that with who you're caring for and how, or I don't even know if I want to say how, but I do. How can you be a long distance caregiver? What does that look like?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that. So yeah, I am in the DC, Maryland area and my family's in Alabama. And so I'm glad you're bringing attention to this because a lot of people don't view themselves as caregivers, like as we've talked about earlier. But if you're calling offering emotional support, if you're calling trying to help them figure out things, if they're sick and you're delivering groceries from wherever you are, that is caregiving. And so I'm in a position where my grandmother, who's doing overall well, but she's aging also. And my career has pretty much been being there for other people's grandmother or mother and father. And so I also have my own family. So my grandmother, for example, she's having a surgery next month and she's scared about it. I think it's going to go fine. So I'm saying I'm going to fly down, because if this were my client, I would be there. Like, it's going to be okay. You'll see me when you get out the waiting room. We're going to get the instructions from the doctor. So not to take away from my mom and my brothers who are there. But at the same time, sometimes, as you know, Priscilla, people need reassurance from multiple people. And yeah. She knows that I work with older adults all the time. So that is kind of like, I really serve as kind of a emotional support role. That's a lot to make sure and kind of everything's going properly, or even mediate, because people get tired, you know, and sometimes yeah. I'm that voice of reason coming in and say, hey, like, I know this is like this, but let's put some strategies together. Or the surgery's coming up, I need you to ask the doctor these questions, or telling my mom, ask these questions, make sure she gets this, or if she's getting doc, or even just trying to make sure people have things in order. Because yeah. one thing I'm effective at is helping other people's families. When I'm in my own family, it's another story. So I have to do like any other person. You know, sometimes I need somebody to come in like, would you please tell her to get the will or together yeah, or to go get this. And, you know, my grandmother's like, I will when I get old. And I'm like, okay.
right now, I'm just amazing.
She's just amazing. So those type of things. But then it's probably like, here comes Malika with the doom gloom conversations. Like, have we put the power of attorney and documents in place? Have we done this, that? So I just want to shout out those long distance caregivers, because sometimes I'll have people say, well, I just manage the finances, or I just call and make sure that person's okay. That is stress on your body. That is something else to do. That is thinking about somebody other than yourself. And it can go, even if you're coordinating for somebody else to come in, like, you're still managing and doing all of these things. And so long distance caregivers, I often hear them not even think they're a caregiver, because they don't think, I'm not in the thick of it in the home, so I'm not valuable. But you are valuable.
You are
getting more help and support than you know. And then I'm just thinking about my mom. You know, she had a situation. It was a year before last. These years are going by too quickly. But she had a really serious situation. And I'm here, like, trying to send food just to take a load off of my brothers and my grandma. And I'm thinking I'm going to have to come home, like, you know, because it was that serious. And so I'm telling my brother, like, what to ask the doctors. I'm asking her, getting her on the phone and saying, let me speak with the nurse that's there. Let me find out what's going on. What's next? Do you have, like, if they're talking to her about cold status, something that she's just not in the place to be in, you can have situational caregiving. Like, she ended up coming out of that, but when she was in it, she was in it. So I said, my mom, my brothers, and my grandmother, they're stressed out. I'm ordering food, getting groceries sent from this end. And because sometimes it's not even financially feasible to get up and get on a plane. So it's right. like, what can I do from here to try to alleviate and support the people that I love, and not discounting anything? Because everything you do for your loved one, be it sitting down to have a conversation, bathing them, managing finances, hiring people to come help them, that is all inclusive in the caregiver experience.
And I think that is, as a caregiver that's hands-on, I will tell you, that means so much. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're ordering food, and I think a lot of people think, I gotta be there. And they don't want to do it. But, and then there's some people who that's just not who they are, right? They're right. not, they that's just not who they are. They right. don't have the patience for it. They don't have the grace for it. And that's just not their thing. Mm-hmm. However, they do try to do, like you, what, I know I can't do this, but what can I do to alleviate some of the stress and the pressure on the one that's doing it. And right. So, you know, I appreciate and I value, you know, you and others who are not necessarily in the thick of it, because distance, you know, keeps you from being in the middle of it. But even when you're not there, you're still saying, how can I help? How right. can I take some of the load off? That means a lot to somebody who is in it 24/7. That means a whole lot to them. And, you know, yourself being, you know, a social worker, like, you know, the questions to ask. Mm-hmm. And so for somebody who may not know, you know, that's important as well, that you can come in and say, hey, ask this question.
Right.
You know, that alleviates stress. That part, at least they know, okay, we can count on Malika for this. I yeah. think when you know your areas of strength, even that's in right. caregiving, you know, it works so much better for everybody, as opposed to it yeah. being just on those that are hands-on and can do it. And so, you know, kudos to every one of you that are listening that takes on that role of long distance caregiving. You know, you can sometimes be in the same city and still be a long distance caregiver, you know, or a distanced caregiver, you know, mm-hmm. but just know, take it from one caregiver who is literally in the thick of it, that even those small things, they matter. You okay. know, I just told somebody last week, I just need to hire a chef. I don't want to hire a chef because I can't afford to pay a chef. But I'm like, I just need somebody to come and cook for me. Right. I don't mind cooking. But the reality is, you get tired. It's just like, I don't feel like cooking today. And so what happens is, when you don't feel like cooking, and you have, you know, an aging person, you have your person that you're caring for, you have a teenage daughter, you have other people basically that are relying on you, because if you don't cook, then they don't eat, you know, or they eat, but they just have to find what they eat. And so, you know, what happens in that situation is you end up spending more money. And as a caregiver, you know, you're already spending a lot for caring, because, you know, you don't get paid to do this. This is not like a lucrative, you know, position here, especially yeah. when it's your family.
Right.
It's not a lucrative thing. Like, oh, I'll care for them. And no, ain't no money in this. What comes with this is love. What's in this is love, heart, desire, to just simply love the ones that loved you. Care for the ones that care for you is what it is. And so, you right. know, caregivers spend a whole lot of money. And so yeah. sometimes something as simple as somebody saying, you know what, don't worry about cooking. I'll send food over, you know, because you don't. I mean, when I've had a long day and then I have to bathe, because I have to do everything for my mom. She can't, mm-hmm. the only thing she can really do alone, she can feed herself, but, you know, it's really literally like 3-4 year old, you're gonna clean up food off the floor, you got all of that. Mm-hmm. And so she can still feed herself, but there have been times as well where I've had to feed her too. Yeah. And so when you're doing that, you know, you've worked a long day at work, you have other stuff going on, you don't always feel like doing that stuff. And yeah. so having somebody that is not necessarily there, but just saying, hey, what can I do to take the load off? That means a lot. I'm telling you, from somebody who's in it every single day, it means a whole lot. So, you know, I'm going to say that to those who may be listening, who, you know, you may not be in the thick of it, but, you know, you have a loved one that is caring and you can't be there. Think about what you can do. You know, think about, you know, taking a bag of grocery or ordering food or anything, sitting down with the person for an hour or two.
Yeah.
You know, I love 30-minute naps if I can get them. You know, it, all of that stuff matters. You know, hey, whatever it is, anything that you can think of that would take that load off of that other person, do it. You know, do it. It doesn't take away anything from you. And I guarantee you it will help the person that's in it way more than you may think. Don't ever think that there's anything too small. You right. know, the least of the things that you do mean the most. Take it from somebody who can tell you that No doubt. The least of things. I'm grateful for any little thing that is done for me, because one, I realize people don't have to do anything for you. But when you think of me and you do it, it does. It helps you to breathe a sigh of relief. So kudos to you and everybody who's doing it. And to those of you that are going to hear this podcast and say, you know what? Let me do what I can do, you know, make it happen. And so I am like totally grateful that you took the opportunity today to spend this time with me in this conversation. I'm grateful because, yeah, I have a new way of looking at it. I'm not just aging, but I'm aging and I'm going to be amazing as I age. Yeah. And so I'm going to give you the opportunity to give us just some, you know, even from your social work standpoint, from your inspirational standpoint, just give our listeners a few encouraging, empowering words before we get off.
Okay. Well, I think I'm going to echo some of my clients who say, like, one day at a time. And then I'm thinking of my clients who tell me, don't get old. So those are two kind of contrasting that we are going to get old. But I think it's about the people that you have in your life that add so much value, because we're all going to experience something that could potentially knock us off our feet. But who's around there to pick you up? And I think just along the journey, like you were mentioning, Priscilla, is putting the guilt in the backseat. Sometimes it's kind of overcoming a lot of things that have happened over your life, because they all come up at the end of our life when we're trying to deal with different things. So just one day at a time, getting a support system, because what the tidbits that we gave you tonight is not just for caregiving. Like if you're running a business, if you're in a relationship, like all of these things, you need a support team, because none of us has all the answers. And know that, like Priscilla said, how no matter how big or small, like what you have, somebody's waiting for. And it may be one person and it may be two. So just do what you can, give what you can, and you never know what will come back in return. And for those of you who are in this and you are disgruntled, like you don't want to do it, you don't have any warm feelings, and that may be for various reasons. Maybe you have a history of abuse with this person, or something happened and now you're in this role where you feel like you have to take it on. Get your power players together, get you some good motivational, inspirational podcasts like My Favorite Girl Caregiver's Corner, where you can keep those things on rotate. And like I said earlier, it may just be that one line that somebody says that keeps you from going over the edge, or letting you know that, look, I'm not the only one that feel this way. If I feel this way, someone else feels this way. If I'm going through this, somebody else went through it. So remember, like, progress, not perfection. Build your team and keep going, but take breaks along the way.
Absolutely love it. There you have it. Again, that is Malika Moore. Contact Malika at info@agingamazing.com. Visit the website at www.agingamazing.com. Get on there, join the other caregivers, join the group, join the community. And then if you'd like to reach out to her, you can call her as well at 202-873-4252. Listen, we don't have to just get old. We don't have to just age, but we can age and we can be amazing. Thank you all again so much for listening. Thank you again for listening to this episode of the My Favorite Girl Caregiver's Corner podcast. I'd also like to invite you to visit my website at www.priscillajjeanlouis.com. There you'll find more information about me and my journey with My Favorite Girl. There's also the resource spot where you'll find many resources to help you as you are on your journey. Hey, stay connected. And remember, no matter what, keep going, keep pushing, keep loving, and by all means, keep caring.